cinema. It's in your ears.
Hey, all you cult classic fans, Sam here again. And as I mentioned to you earlier before, we were going to be reviewing Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story. I got Efren here with me. Efren, you want to say what's up?
Yo, what's up? Hey, everybody.
Nice, nice. So we're here, as promised. We're going to be reviewing this 2004 cult classic. I know, Efren, you said this was one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, back man, in the this day? Is one of this. Yeah, back in the day, you know, straight out of high school. Actually, I was senior year in high school. I love this movie. You know, from the theater all the way till now, I'll watch it over and over again.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I know this movie actually, I was discussing with another buddy of mine, and he was like, yeah, that movie has... It has its own following, you know, has its really, you know, people that still watch it. Because like I said, I love this movie as well. From when it came out in 2004, had my own apartment in 2006. I remember having the DVD for it. We'd be cracking up every weekend with this movie. I mean, it was something to watch. Ben Stiller himself. I mean, just to give a quick rundown of the cast for our listeners there. You know, we got Peter LaFleur, played by Vince Vaughn, Kristen Taylor, Ben Stiller, plays White Goodman, best name ever, White mm-hmm. Goodman. We got Rip Torn, plays Patches O'Houlihan, Justin Long, Stephen Root. We also got Steve the Pirate, Alan. Again, I didn't want to butcher his last name here. I think we said it was Tudyk.
Yeah.
And Missy Pyle, she plays Fran. So I mean, you know, pretty nice all-star cast here. You know, including husband and wife Ben Stiller at the time. I don't know if they're still married. I haven't looked into that, but I know they were together.
Yeah, Kate Veach, I think they're separated, or I think they're separated? Only separated. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if they're like fully divorced.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, I know they played a great love hate relationship in this movie. It was, yeah. You know, you could tell that they were not married. You're like, whoa, that's some good exactly. acting there.
But you you can't forget Hank Azaria also came out a little bit. He played the young Patches O'Houlihan.
Oh, that's right.
Hank Azaria, and then I don't know if you mentioned Jason Bateman.
I did not. Thank you.
Towards the end, yeah.
Yeah, we got Jason Bateman with Pepper Brooks and mm-hmm. Gary Cole. I can't forget the great Gary Cole. So he plays Cotton.
Cotton.
You know, with Jason Bateman, he's like, I am shocked.
You know, that's what I love about this movie, man. It's just like little quotes like that. It's mm-hmm. just like, oh my God, it's a great quotable movie.
It is. It has its one-liners there. He's like, you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Yep.
I mean, it pretty much this movie itself. Because when it came out, like I mentioned, 2006, when I started watching it more and more, it was a time when I was actually going to the gym. So I loved how it poked fun of that stereotypical, you know, gym rat. You know, that he's always got to be working out, or he's got to be looking good, got to be looking buff, and then you have your average Joes over here who can, you know, your underdogs. They can always you never want to what's the word I'm looking for, count out the underdogs there. And as mm-hmm. I'm watching the movie right now, sorry, I did go a little bit silent there. They just reached the car wash scene. So I got a little bit of distraction with the man thongs that the guys are wearing here. Thought that was pretty funny.
Well, you mentioned mm-hmm. that they're underdogs, and I was doing some reading into it. Underdog was actually the original working title.
Oh, okay.
Before they came up with Dodgeball, you know, True Underdog mm-hmm. Story, they were just going to use the title, from what I understood, Underdog. And I was like, no, that doesn't, mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to catch.
They changed it.
Yeah, you know, they went to Dodgeball. They kept the True Underdog Story. But mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, the working title would not have gone with it there.
Nah.
But I mean, from some of these movies, I mean, with this movie itself, I mean, you can see, this reminded me of Ben Stiller's older work with I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Heavyweights.
I hadn't seen it. And
you hadn't seen
it? No, I haven't seen it. No, okay. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, Heavyweights, it's about a group of kids. They're at fat camp, hence the name Heavyweights. Mm-hmm. Ben Stiller is actually their owner now, of the camp, owner and head counselor, and he's just this crazy, the same acting, you know, from that movie. He brought it over to Dodgeball. If you haven't seen
that movie,
if you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. I was actually going to tell you about it there, because it's crazy. It's just the way he acts, and you know, he can just go from 0 to 100 really quick. You know, go be real nice, and then boom, be real excited. But something that I was watching also on this movie here, what's his name? I have it right here. Where Steven Root, he plays Gordon, he decides to have the idea about playing dodgeball because he sees it on ESPN, The Ocho. And when I first heard about that, I never thought that there was actually an ESPN, The Ocho, until I got satellite. and sure enough, there is ESPN The Ocho, and they play some intense sports. They have cornhole, they have dodgeball, they have everything that you can think of, a lot of different sports there.
Yeah, all of these, I read about that. I read something different, though, that there wasn't really an Ocho, or there was, I probably misread it, but they, for a while, renamed, like, ESPNU or something like that. They had renamed it The Ocho just for a little bit, you know, just to show those obscure sports like you said, cornhole or dodgeball, other obscure little sports. That's pretty cool. I thought that was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, no, and they even have the magazines, like, it's right here in The Ocho. And it's like, okay, like, you know, how random is that? And to think, like, okay, we're going to play dodgeball. And the first game that they play is against little girls, which is a scene that right now that's coming up right now.
Oh, the Girl Scouts,
The Girl Scouts. But what I thought was hilarious was that that they had to get disqualified because of the beaver tranquilizers.
Damn it, Bernice!
You know, she starts crying, crazy, and you know she and. And it's like, oh man, you know, how lucky can these guys get? Like, they lose to the little girls, but by disqualification, they make it in. Right now, like I said, I'm watching the movie as we're going along, and right now it's a scene where White Goodman's about to meet up with Christine Taylor's character. And he's running up, he's like, you know, like to break a mental sweat too, you know, reading about the dictionary.
I love that.
I mean, on this movie, man, like it was original. I mean, I couldn't think of any other way, like how they could have made this movie even any better. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
you know what? I read that the director wrote Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller's part, you know, specifically for them, and he was just like, so he was like, wow, this is so awesome that they're here. And he wrote it for those two people.
So he specifically, he already had them in mind.
He already had them in mind. Yeah, and their humor, the way they work. So I think it just flowed, and it was a great, you know, kind of chemistry that they had.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, these two actors together was, I mean, they both have their own different type of comedy. You know, you have Vince Vaughn with his more. Not laid back, but dry humor.
It's drier.
Real quip is the word I'm looking for. And then you got Ben Stiller with just any type of act, you know, romantic comedy, you know, to this type of comedy. I mean, great. I mean, that director, I mean, yeah, I mean, the writer had the great idea of getting these two together in mind.
Yeah, and then it's just some little trivia about the or random facts, if you will, about the movie. Like, when they were training, apparently they started training a month before. And, you know, they hated it, apparently. And there were times where Ben Stiller actually hit his wife in the face twice. And he admitted, it is like, yeah, that it wasn't a happy home, you know, for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I think at that point she had just given birth I think she had just given birth a few months prior to that. And, you know, I want to be at home. I want to be a mom and, you know, be with my kids. But I don't remember how she got enlisted in there. But, yeah, to get hit in the face with dodgeballs by your husband, I can only imagine, like, boy, you're sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. No, well, something like that happened to me one time when it was with my girlfriend at the time, which is now my wife. I actually had a friend who hit her in the face with a basketball.
Oh, man.
When we were playing basketball, because we played basketball. So, yeah, it wasn't a pretty... I mean, let's just say she didn't talk to me for a while after that. but we're married now, so things worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And then... Yeah, and you know what? Like, I'm reading up on some trivia here. And Ben Stiller actually broke 3 cameras while filming one scene. And even hit his wife in the face once. You know. But... You know, with this one here, I mean, it does remind me, the gyms itself, it does remind me of, like, the Gold's Gym versus Planet Fitness type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
I don't know if those places are, like, commercial, like, other places, but here, they're plentiful.
The franchises. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are franchise here in our area, but with this one here, it's funny because it's like you have them right across the street from each other. You have this huge ass gym, then you got this little warehouse type of gym, which I like the old school gym style. You know, I'm someone that likes to work out once in a great while, and if I had to choose between a high end gym or a regular warehouse gym. I go with the warehouse.
I don't know what I don't know. I guess I'm just a little different. I would go for the if it's commercial. Cleaner, I would go to the commercial one. If it's cleaner, if they offer more, you know,
amenities,
perks, and things like that, then heck, I'll spend the extra bucks and go to the commercial. But, you know, if I knew it was a mom and pop that was at the warehouse and, you know, they were around for a while, they got a good reputation, then, okay, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and then with this one here, they're about to name the rules, some of the main rules, you know, they're for dodgeball. They're watching the how-to video on how to play the game. Yeah. And I can't get over the 5 rules of dodgeball. I know them, but I don't want to mess it up, so I'm waiting for them to put it on the board, on the screen. That's, there.
I think it's duck, dodge, duck, dip, dive, dip. Dodge.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the 5 D's. And it's funny because Patrick, the young Patrick of Houlihan, is like, dodge. And he's just like, shit, like, I just said that already.
That's why, but I love it. It's like, he's like, what is it? Dodge. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with dodge again. He's like, he's a 5 fools. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge.
And it's actually funny with those scenes coming up where Patches is training everybody and he's throwing the wrenches.
Yeah.
Justin Long, and I had heard about this long, long ago. Justin Long actually got hit in the face with those, you know, wrenches. And, yeah, they're fake wrenches, but they're super heavy
rubber,
plastic.
Hard rubber. Yeah. Or plastic,
Super heavy plastic. So he got nailed in the eyebrow, and I think one of them just hit him in the face or on the upper eyebrow and made him bleed. Mm. And, you know, to add insult to injury, you know, he got a minor concussion. Man. Just with getting so many dodgeballs to the face, you know. So
like you said, I mean, just basically the training that they had to endure for that, you know, just to learn to throw and how to move.
I was reading the crew didn't even want to let him leave. Like, his head is spinning. Like, no, like, you're not going to leave this place in your car or something.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, that's the last thing you want to do.
Nah, let's see.
Now, I'm reading a little bit of more trivia here.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think this movie made in the box office? Just off the top of your head.
Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking about maybe about, what, $42 million?
Oh, okay. Actually, it made it was $23 million to make, but it grossed in the box office over $168 million.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was.
So yeah, it made crazy profit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And that's because I read that some studios shut it down. Like, or not shut it down, but they just
I'm not going to name the studios that passed up on it, but you know, they finally agreed when Ben Stiller was able to reduce his salary to under $1 million. But I mean, I'm glad he did, because at the same time, like you mentioned, it $124 million. I think we saw the same trivia there. You know, and let's see here. Yeah, because even after that, Dodgeball leagues began to spring up across the country because of this, around the time of the movie's release. One of the cast members, Gary Cole, was invited to play in a tournament in Chicago. So that's pretty that's pretty cool there.
Yeah. Did you happen to read about the Chuck Norris? How Chuck Norris got involved?
No, I did not. So that's a great part of this movie. It's that he's the one that determines the end of the movie. But what happened there?
Apparently, Chuck Norris was, like, not interested at all. And Ben Stiller, you know, called him up and he's like, please, man, like, please just do it. It's just a little part that you just got to come in and do. And so Chuck Norris is like, fine. Like, he tells his wife, let me go see what these guys are all about. So he goes and does it, you know, and, you know, he, from what I understood, liked the movie, but when he stuck around at the end, and I'm pretty sure, you know, with
I'm going to say
the ending scene. Yeah. And he just says, F Chuck Norris. Effing he's Chuck like, Norris.
Fuck Chuck Norris. No,
and then, that apparently, you know, shocked Chuck Norris. He was like, what? Like, Ben Stiller didn't tell me about this. You know, he just told me, like, you just got to come in, give your thumbs up, and, you know, that's it. You're done.
It was perfect. I mean, I would have, just to have, I mean, look, it's not to add insult to injury. One, you lost. Two, you went back to being fat. So why not say fucking Chuck Norris? You know, it's Chuck Norris's fault for your great game there. So he wanted to blame somebody.
Yep.
And he did. But you know what? I mean, it was probably, you know, I'm not saying Ben Stiller would be the type of person to do that, but, like, it would be, you know, probably like, man, okay, it took you so long for you to get up on this.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little insult at the end. But no, I don't think that's true at all. Just, but as far as them getting Chuck Norris to do it, I think that was awesome, man.
Like, that was,
you know, the final deciding judge, and he's like, thank you, Chuck Norris. No, thank you, Peter. He's like, what?
And you know what? When the same went with what's his name, David Hasselhoff. When David Hasselhoff comes, that makes that little cameo towards the end, or not towards the end, but when they're facing the German team.
Oh, that's there. He's getting a stunt thing.
What was it? I think it was the stunt man, the stunt coordinator. So it's like, hey, I actually know David Hasselhoff. I'm gonna, you know, give him a call. I think that'll be a cool, like, little, you know, throw in there.
Yeah,
you know, because apparently they worship David Hasselhoff over there. So that was pretty cool, you know, to get David Hasselhoff to come in, throw his picture on the floor, and getting upset at the German team.
That was pretty cool. A reason why they love him there is, again, because of the tear of the Berlin Wall. He did a concert out there.
Right.
That is crazy how he is so popular over there.
Yeah.
But.
And what other tidbits did you come across, if any?
On the tidbits here is the whole... I like unicorns thing, you know. It was just like really hard to tell the whole movie. The scene that the right now something that's coming up with this with the scene is my favorite, was where they're meeting the Cobra or what are they, the Global Gym crew,
the Purple Cobras. Yeah,
he's introducing them. You got Michelle. You got Blade, Blazer, Laser. It's like, and then of course you got from I don't know where, I don't have the captions on, but the most deadliest woman on earth with the dodgeball.
Yeah, Fran.
Fran.
And then the lady in red comes out.
Yeah, the song Lady in Red. And who plays that song, man? I know you were...
I was looking it up. I had it here and then it disappeared. Chris DeBurg.
That's a classic song right there.
Lady, yeah. It's like, actually, the soundtrack was actually pretty cool. It had some, you know, well-known songs on there. Of course, you know, some new, some old. Milkshake, you know, towards the end, Ben Stiller's all dancing, you know, Milkshake. Yeah. By Kellis, Take It Off by the Donnas. That's the song that's playing in the background when I think they're facing the Girl Scouts.
Take it off. Yeah, remember that?
And of course, Lady in Red, and then Apache by the Sugar Hill Gang. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. It's got a good. I think it's got a good soundtrack. You know.
Yeah. The audio. I mean, the audio for it was great. I mean, it had great music to it, had a great vibe to it, everything. It went well with the movie.
Yes, I think so. I think it complemented it very well.
Yeah. So the score on that was great. With everybody, I'm cracking up right now because the Fran just threw the shit out of the dodgeball out of the guy.
I think that guy's dead.
You know, so
little moments like that, man, it's so funny. Yeah, I don't know, like some people may not think it's funny, but yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you don't see it there. And I mean, again, you have to watch this movie. It's one of those where, I mean, again, don't have to go into detail. Don't have to know much about the characters because the storyline picks up perfectly. I'm Peter. Oh, I'm white, and boom, you can tell how the characters are going to be throughout the movie, which is perfect. And I mean, you know, you have Steve the pirate,
who's you know, random guy. He's the only character. Well, one of him and there was, I can't remember his name, but he's one of the characters that I was like, why are you in here? I'm not saying anything about dude's acting. I was just thinking like, why do they have a pirate? You know, but that's what makes it so funny.
Why not have a pirate?
Why not have a freaking pirate in your dodgeball team? And he's like, it's just so random. I wasn't expecting it, but it contributes to the movie. It's great, you know.
Yeah, it's like. And it's funny because at the end of the movie he shaves because they make fun of him so much.
Yeah.
They don't make fun of him. Peter gets mad. Finally, like you know, breaks down because he sold Global Gym. Yeah. I mean, he sold Joe's Average Joe's. Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen it, 2004. I'm pretty sure someone must have seen it. But again, you know, he tells Steve, he's like, "You are not a pirate." And that finally just clicked to him, like, all right. So he cuts his hair the next day or that day, and they end up winning the dodgeball tournament. And he comes out like,
hey. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, it's like, and then, you know, Steve comes out of nowhere and he's like, hey, Peter. And he's like, everybody's like, who the fuck is that? And then you got the geek guy. I don't remember his name. The tall, skinny guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, look, it's Steve the pirate. He's like,
yeah, and they're looking at all weird.
He's like, because he never knew that there was a damn pirate on the team, yet he always just he's like, nope, never knew.
His story is actually, I mean, I understand there is a meaning behind, you know, Chris the Pirate, and that's, you know, just be who you are, you know.
Exactly.
You'll be accepted just for being who you are. you know, I didn't think about that until much, much later after seeing the movie several times. You know, just be you and you'll be accepted, you know?
Exactly. And well, that's pretty much also the message that Average Joe's at the end of the movie gives. You know, the commercial is like, you know what, you want to shed off a few pounds or just make a few friends, you know, come on down to Average Joe's. And, you know, he lets them know that, you know, it's, you have to be happy with who you are. I mean, because if you're not, I mean, you're just going to be, you know, no one else is here to judge somebody else. No one else is going to be that person. Like, and there is. I mean, there is people that judge and shit like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, for lack of better words, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Be who you are.
Be who you are. Be happy. You be you, boo-boo.
Yes, sir.
But nah, you got to be happy with what you got to do. That's a positive message out there again, you know, with anyone. Something again here, you know, if you want to drop us a line and let us know that helps you or anything like that, hey, that'd be awesome too. Look, they just hit Justin Long in the face with a wrench. Concussion right there.
It's talking about Rip Thorn sticking it to Justin Long. You know, he passed away, what, 2-3 years ago, 2019.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Not too long ago. It was. I think he's the only one in the cast that is no longer, you know, around.
Around, yeah.
Yeah, and that was...
Everybody's so young, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe it was from Alzheimer's. Could be wrong, but I believe that's what... You know, he's just old man.
Yeah.
Good life though. I mean, he had like little things here and there that popped up towards 2010 or 2013 or 15.
He's the one. He came out in Super Troopers, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. And he came out of the trouble sequel. A few years before this. I think right around when did Men in Black? I don't remember when Men in Black came out. It was around that time though.
The first Men in Black?
I believe so. He was in Men in Black, no? Or the second one?
No, he was in the first one. We got it. International Kegger.
There you go. I think it was right before that he had gotten into some trouble with the law.
Ooh,
like getting drunk and trying to rob a bank or something. I don't know.
Legend right there.
Yeah.
that's legendary.
Dude lived an interesting life, I'll just say that. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Good actor. We all do mistakes and stuff, so...
I mean, he even came out in Men in Black 3.
Oh, okay.
That was in 2012 though, but last actual was in 2016 and one episode of a TV series called Trip Tank.
Never seen it.
Me either. But he came out there. But you know what? I thought he was from Super Troopers, but I guess not. Who's the one from Super Troopers?
Oh, no. That's a different gentleman. The captain.
Yeah, captain. No. That's, they sound like
that's somebody else. They do, but no, it's a different actor. But even though this movie, you know, did well, you know, has carried itself through this time, you know, it's gotten some awards. Not Grammys. What do you call it?
Oscars.
Oscars or anything like that. Grammys is for music. But it got an ESPY award.
Oh, nice.
For best sports movie, and it's gotten other nominations. I'm just bringing out the ones that you know that stood out. MTV Movie Awards. It got two nominations and one award. The MTV Movie Award. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think this movie deserves, you know,
a better score than what it did.
Yeah, exactly. You know, very underrated movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, IMDb gave it, I believe, going back to it here, gave it a 6.7 out of 10.
6.7.
Out of 241,000 reviews, they gave it a 6. I think Rotten Tomatoes had given it like a... Let me see. I'm on it right now.
I never understood how to eat. The Rotten Tomatoes. If it's a tomato, I know it's good. But if it's a splat tomato, is it bad?
It's no good. Yeah.
Okay. I kind of figured.
Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes. So they actually gave it a 71%.
Oh, yeah?
You know, so 71% fresh. Audience still loves it. Like, as we mentioned, it's a cult classic. So a lot of people still love this movie. You know, and some of the movies here that it's, you know, comparing to is Zoolander, Nacho Libre, you know, Anchorman. You know, so you can't go wrong with any of those movies. I mean, again, because some of these actors do come out of those films. But all in all, I mean, I give this movie in my opinion, I give it a 7. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one that I love to watch. Ben Stiller is just one of my favorite actors from Along Came Polly, Heavyweights, you know, Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents, you know, to all those movies. I mean, I can see watching this movie. Like I said, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
Even after we're done here, I'm probably going to continue to watch it.
Yeah. I would be right there with you. Probably about an 8.5. Close to, yeah, about an 8.5. Yeah, it's just awesome movie. If it's on TV and there's nothing else on, even if there is something else on, I'll probably more than likely watch Dodgeball.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same and like go, you know, I'd see it's on. Okay, flip through channels. If I don't see anything more interesting, of course I'm going to go back to it. Or even if I see something that's interesting, if it's already almost over, I'll just go back to Dodgeball.
Go back to Dodgeball, man. Can't go wrong with this movie, folks.
Yes, again, and again, just keep in mind, nobody can make you bleed your own blood.
Yes, nobody.
Nobody.
Hey, did you get the G.I. Joe Cobra kind of thing there? Average Joe's purple Average cobras?
Oh, no, I did not.
Nah, you never caught that?
I didn't catch that
until like a few times ago that I watched it.
That's actually that's true, Cobras.
And Purple Cobras.
That's true, and they're going against the Joes.
Yep.
Damn. Hey, so you know what? That's some trivia there for you. You know, maybe they do have a connection there. But that, I don't know, man. So again, what you said you gave this rating 8.5. You know, before finishing up, you know, on here, what was from all this whole movie? What is your best scene that you love on this movie?
Man, just around the ending when just the commentary that Jason Bateman is throwing out. You know, that last scene where they're up against all those other teams. You know, they're. I can't remember. It's like the last 30, 40 minutes of the movie. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's the funniest part to me. Is this always something going on, always funny, with the exception of, you know, spoiler alert, Rip Torn's character, you know, dying and stuff. But, you know.
Getting hit by the luck of the Irish.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Knock on wood. Shouldn't be laughing about that.
It's a funny movie. Like, I would say that the last couple of minutes, 30, 40 minutes, you know, is the funniest part of the movie. You know, everybody's getting hit in the face with these dodgeballs, the commentary of Jason Bateman going on, you know.
Just not only that, the stunts going through it, you know, you got the dancers going and you have them throwing the dodgeballs at the same time, and just the whole choreograph that was able to be done there was awesome. My favorite part, I mean, from the movie is the part that I'm on right now. where Ben Stiller goes and visits Chrissy Taylor's house, you know, and she she slams him to the wall. But the part that I love, where other than the nobody makes me bleed my own blood, is he snaps his fingers and boom, Michelle's there.
Michelle.
Oh no, let me say it right. Michelle shows up in a Vespa and he just flicks him off, but then he runs off. It's like, dude, like that's like, what the fuck? what do you see there?
That's so funny. Yeah, I love that scene also.
That is just that's to me is classic scene always, especially after the unicorns. But no, I mean, other than that, there, friend. I mean, that's all I have for this movie here. I mean, you know, we went through the cast, we went through the some of the scenes that we like, and the soundtrack was as well. Anything else you want to add before letting them go?
No, man, I'm good. I think we covered a lot of stuff.
Cool. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, just there for our listeners, hear us out again. As I mentioned, drop us a line if there's anything that you want us to review. I know that I did get a request for Brain Scan with Edward Furlong. I remember seeing it maybe once or twice back in the day, but I don't remember really seeing it. I gotta watch it again. But I mean, if that's what it, if y'all want to, you know, again, we're taking requests, so that might be one that we may be reviewing next. Just gotta look into it. Again, you can reach us at CCC, and that's TRIPL. The number 3, C like Charlie, podcast@gmail.com. So again, thanks again for listening. Y'all have yourself a great evening and enjoy the rest of your week.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.